Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Oh, the fun.
Absolutely. Happy holidays, guys. Great to be on with you here ahead of week 16 in the NFL.
Hey, congratulations, Peacock, my man. You have really spread your feathers on this thing. I'm excited for you guys. Yes.
I see what you did there. Yeah, yes. It's awesome. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you, like, it's not just a regular thing. It's really great that the show's been recognized. We're now on NBC Sports. You can watch the final hour, which is when we give all the bets and stuff, the fastest hour in all of wagertainment, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can watch the show on Peacock now, in addition to all the places you could find it.
They should just give, they have all those channels. First of all, I love Peacock. I watch it all the time. So, you know, they've got the SNL channel on there, too, where they just play different clips from all over and over. They should just replay your show over and over and over again.
Well, I mean, as long as I get royalties for it.
That's all I care about. I'm not worried about it.
Peacock. No, and I actually, and it's funny, like, I know that, like, I work for them now. Mm-hmm. My opinion, I think Peacock is the best streaming. And I'm not just saying this because I work there, but I'm a wrestling fan. You get WWE Network. I like the Premier League. You get the soccer. The shows are really good. The Traitors is, like, the best reality show that's come out in a long time. In any event, we can get the sports. But, yeah, I'm pumped to be on Peacock.
Look, I don't work for NBC Sports, and I agree with you. Like, I watch it, the Peacock, the live channels on Peacock, it's just, if you want to veg out and watch The Office all day, boom. They have like 10 or different...
As much Law and Order as any human can possibly watch.
It's the greatest. I love the binge. It. Yeah, yep. I think it's good too. Well, listen to us.
So tell me...
Jeff, maybe we can get paid by them.
What kind of shockwaves went through your universe when the Browns said, yeah, we're gonna bench Jameis and we're going to play DTR?
Yeah, it made me want to really bet Cincinnati this week. So that was my initial thought was, okay, great. You guys have watched him play. I've watched him play. Excited about him coming out of UCLA, dual threat quarterback. He's not very good. Now, look, Stefanski kind of is like the quarterback whisperer, so maybe he could draw it out of him a little bit, but my expectations are really low here. If it were Jameis, I think this is a really fun game with how bad the Bengals defense is, and that is kind of like the saving grace, I guess, in addition to Stefanski. The Bengals defense is atrocious, so if there were any defense for DTR to move the ball against, I guess it could be this one. But, I mean, look, my betting advice, if you're betting this game, I don't think you can bet Cleveland. I think the Bengals are just an absolute nails teaser leg this week. So you could, for instance, tonight, tease Denver up to +8.5, which I do not think the Broncos are going to get blown out. Like, Denver +8.5 with Bengals -1.5. Like, Bengals need to win by 3 and you win your bet. I mean, there are other decent legs to pair it with coming up on Sunday. It's a never, ever, ever bet Cleveland for me in this spot. I like the Bengals on Sunday.
That's painful.
You know, it's funny.
Well, I mean, shouldn't you? But, like, I mean, I don't know. Isn't losing better at this point now?
Yes, it is.
That's a terrible way to look at things, Nick, and I must tell you, we've kind of looked at things that way.
You know, we all said don't bet on them this week? Prime Video and Fox, because that's how the game ended up on CBS. They both said no. I mean, how bad is it that you're the first team ever to get flexed out of Thursday night football?
Yeah, it's
not
good.
The home of bad football.
And look, if Jameis were playing in the game, like, I don't know if that would have happened, because you still have the storyline of Cincinnati trying to win that they're not going to make it. But if they went out, at least they give themselves like a mathematical chance. And Jameis is obviously a huge draw. DTR versus the Bengals is not a sexy matchup for sure. And I do think, though, you know, in my world, I think it does create a fun betting opportunity. I 7.5 is not a great bet. Like, you could have laid 7 earlier in the week because you knew, like, when Jameis got benched on Sunday, you didn't have to wait for Kevin Stefanski to say it, that DTR was going to play. Like, I think it was pretty obvious that was going to be the case. So you could have bet since he had a better number. I would tease the Bengals if you were looking to bet this game. Tease Cincinnati down to -1.5 with Atlanta against the Giants with Michael Penix down to -2.5 or with the Denver Broncos tonight up to +8.5. That would be my advice.
It's interesting. How about from a fantasy perspective? Does it kill every skill position player on the Browns?
Does it kill all of them? Probably. I don't know if it killed, like, Jerry Judy's been so good, but I mean, it's DTR, man. Yes. The answer to your question is yes. I think it kills all of them. Yes.
Okay. That's comforting.
I hate to say that, but I mean, you know, it's one thing with Jameis, who could throw for 500 yards in any game. Like DTR is not very good. I'm not trying to bag on him. Like, I'm sure he's a nice young man, and hopefully he proves me wrong for his sake. And I want him to. I'm not rooting against him. But I mean, who's got faith in him getting the ball to Njoku and getting the ball to Jerry Judy? We don't think Cedric Tillman's going to play, right? Like, I don't know if he's cleared
still
protocol
up in
yet.
The air.
It's
up still
yeah,
up in the
I
air.
Mean, I mean, this is like it's DTR throwing to Michael Woods. That's not great.
That's true. I want to get to the stuff that I really, really care about this weekend, college football. This is unbelievable, man. I am just looking at Friday and Saturday, and I am so pumped. You got Indiana and Notre Dame on Friday, right? And then Saturday it's SMU, Penn State, Clemson, Texas, and then the big one, Tennessee and Ohio State. Can we kind of go through these games individually?
Absolutely.
You know, so let's start with Indiana at Notre Dame. I love the thought of Indiana playing Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's great. The other thing that's going to be awesome is that there's going to be snow on the ground likely tomorrow in South Bend. Now, I don't know if it's going to be snowing during the game, but it's going to be freezing. Like, we've got football weather tomorrow night in the college football playoff. Like, this is going to be exciting. Make me bet the game against the spread. I'll take Indiana +7.5. I like betting against Marcus Freeman as a big favorite in a big spot. But the bet that it seems like, guys, that like a lot of people I deal with, like pros, sharp bettors, people that really spend a lot of time in the weeds on this stuff, they like the over in this game and think that both running games have advantages here. Notre Dame could roll up a big number in this game, and the thought is Indiana can score as well. My bet, Indiana +7.5, and a lot of people I deal with do like the over coming up tomorrow night.
We keep going right through the games?
Sure. Yeah,
Let's go to SMU Penn State.
So Penn State,
by the way, is up against the NFL game too, which is weird. That's going to be another weird deal, but go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like not many people will watch. Penn State and SMU versus Chiefs Texans is my guess. But anyway.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, Jeff and I had this conversation yesterday. I was like, I think people around here, I don't know.
How about those ponies?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, we'll see about them when they are. So SMU at Penn State and Happy Valley, going to be cold on Saturday. Penn State, about a 9-point home favorite, 8.5, close to being 9, 54.5 the total. Sharp bettors I deal with, and I will give this context, all like Penn State, and think Penn State will blow out SMU. I have a hard time getting behind backing James Franklin at a huge number like this, given his proclivity for, you know, falling short in big games. I have a small bet on SMU to cover as a fade of James Franklin, but I do want to offer the context that people that I think are really smart all think Penn State are going to win the game by double digits.
All right, Clemson, Texas?
Clemson, Texas. I like Clemson. I think Clemson's going to cover the number here. Now, if at some point we see Steve Sarkisian pull Quinn Ewers, if Ewers is struggling and Arch Manning comes in, then I think it makes things a little different, right? Because I think Arch is probably better than Ewers, and Sark just like loves Ewers for whatever reason. Honestly, I think this is too many points. I do think Texas will win the game, but Clemson to cover, I like. The number's up to 12. Give me Clemson plus the points, guys, at Austin on Saturday.
And the big one, Ohio State, Tennessee. I'm looking at pictures of snow on the ground at the shoe. I love it.
Yeah, this is, you know, I Like, I appreciate, like us talking about all four games.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to bet all four of them. Okay. Now, I will have a small bet on SMU. I have a small bet on Indiana. I probably will bet all four. I'll have a small bet on Clemson. But, like, I don't love any of those games.
Really?
Like, I like those games. I love this game. I'm sorry, guy. Okay. I love Tennessee to cover. I almost think the fact that this is a home game could potentially play against Ohio State here. Where, and I think I may have mentioned this with you guys, like, one of the times we've talked recently, and I'll ask you guys this, you know?
Sure.
Coming off the Michigan loss, what happens if, like, Ohio State goes 3 and out, and then Tennessee, like, drives down the field and scores a touchdown, let's say? Again, it doesn't mean Ohio State will lose. It does not mean that. But I think the crowd's going to get really, really, really antsy if and when that happens. And that's obviously going to play into the road team here. And Tennessee's got like a pro-level defensive front. Make me pick the winner of the game. I'll pick Ohio State to win. And then Ohio State, if Ohio State wins, like, Ohio State's probably going to be favored against Oregon in the Rose Bowl. Like, I want people to be ready for that, or at least it's going to be a pick 'em. So Ohio State's going to get a ton of market credit if it wins this game. So make me pick the winner. I'll take Ohio State to win, but I think it's going to be a close game. I love Tennessee getting more than a touchdown.
Is there anybody playing in these four games who you would think would be a good wager to win the national championship?
If you had to bet, okay, so my answer is going to be Ohio State. That's my answer. Ohio State fits the statistical profile of a championship team more than any other team in the 12-team field, in my estimation.
Wow.
That doesn't mean that they're going to win. They lost to Michigan, right?
Right.
And like the head coach might not be great. So it doesn't mean they're going to win. My pick out of the 8 teams playing this weekend would be Ohio State. But I want to give the context again that really smart people, I disagree with what I'm about to say, but really smart people I deal with are all betting Notre Dame. And the reason why they're betting Notre Dame is because in the second round, like, look at the bottom of the bracket. Like, the bottom of the bracket is infinitely easy. Like, the top half of the bracket has Texas, Ohio State, and Oregon.
Yep.
Like, that's much more difficult. The bottom half is Boise, Penn State, SMU, Indiana, Notre Dame, and Georgia. And Georgia probably is not going to have Carson Beck, who got hurt in the SEC title game. So the thought process is, whether Notre Dame covers or not tomorrow night, Notre Dame's likely to win the game, right? So then Notre Dame plays Georgia in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day. Like, what if Carson Beck doesn't play in that game? Like, we don't think he's going to. It's Georgia's backup, Gunnar Stockton. It's going to be a really small point spread if that's the case. And then if Notre Dame wins that game, right, then the Irish get in the semifinal, SMU, Penn State, or Boise State. And, like, Notre Dame's going to be favored against any of those teams, right, in the semifinal.
Yep.
And then you get to the final, and then as a bettor, you can make a decision from there what to do with your Notre Dame ticket. So my pick is Ohio State, but I think there is a good reason where if you like Notre Dame against Georgia with Georgia's backup quarterback, I think you should probably put a couple bucks on Notre Dame.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nick, always a pleasure. Happy holidays, buddy.
Thank you, Nick.
You guys got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.